Hello everyone, welcome back to the That's So Candid podcast with me, Raina Carice. I cannot believe how long it has taken me to actually find the time to sit down and record this. It's been so frustrating. I mean, I guess technically there's really no excuse. I can always find time to do something like this, but I just feel like the last week and a bit has just been so hectic. This is my second episode that's going to be up late, unfortunately, and I'm sorry, but I mean, I don't think we're really at the point yet with podcasting that it like really matters. Anyways, still, I gotta get on top of that. How is everyone doing? I hope you guys have all been doing well. I hope that life is going well for you. I hope that everything that's going on in the world. Oh my gosh, every single time I sit down to record something, whether it's a video, whether it's a podcast, I'm always yawning and suddenly itchy all over. So weird. But yeah, I just hope that everything that's going on in the world at the moment isn't too overwhelming and that your mental health is fine and dandy. My mental health this week has sort of been at an all-time low. Not an all-time low. I mean, it's been worse definitely in the past, but it's the worst that I have personally felt about myself and about life in a really, really long time. And I honestly just haven't been coping well with it. That's probably another reason why I haven't really recorded. I just haven't had the energy or the mental capacity to even do anything. There's been a few personal things going on in my life and a few issues and just like bad vibes, bad feelings about myself, a lot of insecurity and body image issues going on. And yeah, it's been like a big fat hit in the face. I think like it's been a bit shocking because obviously this is something I struggled a lot with in the past when I was younger a few years ago. And I was really starting to do a lot better. And then I just feel like I've taken 100 steps backwards and it's become like really debilitating again. But I guess mental health and life in itself is just not linear at all. And there's always going to be up and down moments. So I have to keep on reminding myself that it's bad now, but it's not always going to be bad. I will feel better one day. And because I have gone through this in the past, I do have a bit more of a toolkit with like how to handle these emotions and how to sort of pull myself out of these slumps. So that's definitely been helpful this time round. But yeah, I just feel like it's just been, I don't know, just like a lot of big things have happened. And I'm just feeling a bit discouraged about life and myself and where I'm going and just feeling confused about everything. Ugh. Anyways, I don't want to talk about it. I swear my neighbors probably think I'm absolutely insane because our walls are really thin and I have been sobbing in my bedroom almost every single night and they can probably hear me very clearly. I wasn't really sure what to do this week. I have been planning to record an episode with my best friend Holly, which I am really excited about when it does eventually happen. We just haven't been able to find a time in our schedules that match in order to do it, but that one's going to be really fun. I always love doing anything with Holly. We're crazy humans together. We have so many stories to tell. But we will be doing an episode on friendship, how we became friends, I guess what we've learnt throughout our years as friends. And we will also be answering your friendship questions. So I did a post a while ago, like a week or so ago, asking you to ask questions. And I got like quite a few questions there. But obviously it's taken a bit longer than I thought to actually record that. So if you didn't get to ask a question and you have a question about anything friendship related, ask us and we will do our very best to answer that for you. Anyway, so as I was saying, I wasn't sure what to do this week. I sort of had to come up with a topic very last minute, and with everything that's been going on, I didn't really feel up to talking about a lot of the ideas that I had. So I just decided to do a very simple little current favorites little episode. Very lighthearted, very chill, just talking about all the things I'm loving at the moment, all my little recommendations in all the life categories, and I think it'll be helpful for me. Like, it'll be a bit of a spirit lifter, and it's just like, it's going to be a chill episode, something that you don't need to pay too much attention to. You can just sort of listen to it while driving or working out or whatever. Anyways, let's get on into it. All right, so I've sort of split my favorites up into several different categories, and I will be going through each one. So my first category is, I called it media, and it's pretty much anything to do with like music, TV shows, apps, all the things. So the first thing that I've been really loving at the moment in this category is Outer Banks. Who isn't? I've seen so many people talking about it. It took me a while to get into this. It's been on my Netflix list for a really long time. And a while ago, I tried to watch an episode of it and I was like, bit cringe. Like, it just reminded me of, I don't know if anyone in Australia remembers this, but on ABC3, there was this show called Trapped. It had like Maya Mitchell, and there was like this group of kids that were all trapped on an island. Anyway, gave me like the same energy as that. And I was like, I don't know if I want to invest my time into watching this. But turns out it's actually a really good, really interesting little show. And I'm hooked at the moment. Anyway, I don't want to spoil too much, but I do recommend it if you're into like, it's not even lighthearted. I don't know how to explain it. It's very like a bit thrillery, but not scary. It's just like very interesting, keeps you hooked. You know, definitely check it out. I've been really loving house and room renovation videos on like YouTube. My house at the moment is kind of bland and depressing and boring, and I hate it. It's not inspiring me. Since my housemate moved out, I think having her room decorated was like, that's Holly, by the way, but when she had her room here, the house just felt more full and just full of life and all that kind of stuff. And now we have like an empty room that I'm recording in at the moment that has all like my random music equipment and like random mattresses. And then the rest of the house is just like cheap marketplace furniture that doesn't really match. It doesn't really look good. I don't know. I'm the sort of person that just needs a nice, clean, well-decorated environment. It really inspires me and makes me happy. And I really just want to renovate and redecorate. I can't renovate this place because I'm renting it, but I really would love to decorate it and style it and make it cute. So I've been obsessed with watching other people do that to their apartments, dreaming about the day that I will be able to afford to buy new furniture for this place. But I just love watching it. It's really interesting to see people's styles and what they're able to do with like their spaces. Another thing that I've been loving at the moment is Doctor Who. Dude, I used to watch this a bit when I was younger. And then I kind of stopped. I don't know why I stopped. I just did. And I've gotten back into it because my partner is a bit of a geek and he loves this kind of stuff. And we've just been hooked on it and watching it together. And it's such a clever, wholesome show. Like, the way that they take, like, historical things that have happened and turn it into, like, an alien-related story, and the diversity in the show, and, like, the jokes and the humor, like, it's just such a good show. And it is a bit cringy. Like, the first season can be a bit hard to get through, like, in all honesty, but if you push past the first season, like, it gets so good. like, yes, it's a bit cringy, it's a bit cheesy, it can be a bit lame, but there's a reason why it's been around since like colored TV didn't even exist. It's such a good show, such a good concept. Love it. Love the writing, love all of it. Next thing on my list is the Sleep Cycle app. I only just downloaded this, and I am obsessed with it. Basically, it's one of those apps you put it on like a desk beside your bed as you go to sleep, and it sort of records you. Okay, it does a few things. First of all, it has an alarm setting where it sets off an alarm in the morning. You choose like two times that you want to wake up between. So like, for example, 3:45 and 4:15 a.m., just an example. And basically it wakes you up at some point in that time period where you are not in a deep sleep, because when you sleep, there's like different cycles and stages of like your sleep. And when you're in a deep sleep and you get woken up by an alarm, that's when you feel like really drowsy and it's really hard for you to wake up. I'm not a professional in this. This might not be true, but this is what I've gathered from this app. So it wakes you up when you're in a lighter sleeping cycle, so that when you do wake up, it's a lot easier. You're feeling more refreshed, all that kind of jazz. Another thing it does is it records you while you're sleeping. So you can like, if there's like a sound of you coughing or sleep talking or snoring, any of that, it'll record it for a bit. And it's so funny to like wake up and listen to these things that you've said or like done in your sleep. It tells you like how long it took you to go to sleep. It tells you like the quality of your sleep, how long you were asleep for, all that kind of stuff. It's so fascinating. It also has like a lot of different things that help you fall asleep. So it has like guided meditations and visualizations. It has like soundscapes, music, stories, all this kind of stuff. I just love it. I haven't even used all of those sleep aids yet, but I can't wait to like try them all out and get around to them all, because sometimes, especially if I'm trying to fix up my sleep schedule and I'm trying to go to bed earlier, I find it really, really hard to get to sleep. Like, I'm not the sort of person that can just hit my pillow and I'm out. Like, my friends all do. It's so annoying. They always fell asleep so quickly at sleepovers. It can take me hours to fall asleep if my body isn't used to going to bed early. And so, yeah, I'm excited to see if that helps me out. Next thing in this category that I've been loving is the Acting My Age podcast with Rohini Elise. I absolutely love Rohini and I love her podcast. She's very, very spiritual and woo-woo. So if you're not into that kind of stuff, like, you might not be into it, but I think she just has such a beautiful perspective and outlook on life. And some of the advice that she gives is just really, really helpful and really interesting. And she's just also a beautiful person and a really kind soul. And so I love listening to her. Every time I see that she's uploaded like a new podcast episode, it's like the first thing that I'd listen to. I absolutely love her podcast. Alrighty, so that's it for media. The next category within my list is products. So the first product that I'm loving is it's an ultraviolet. The brand is Ultraviolet. It's a sunscreen. Let me just check what it's called. It's the Ultraviolet Queen Screen. That sounds weird to say altogether. Ultraviolet Queen Screen SPF 50 Plus Luminizing Sun Serum. This is the sunscreen that I use every single day, and I love it. The texture of this sunscreen is like a serum. It is so liquidy and so light, and after you put it on your skin, it feels very moisturizing and hydrating. It doesn't have that heavy, sticky feeling that a lot of sunscreens give you. There is no white cast, not that I've seen on myself. I'm not sure about people who have deep or darker skin tones, but from my perspective and from what I can see, it's very, very sheer and it's very, very luminous and just makes your skin glow like no other. It is, I think, $50. It's $47. So $50 in Australian, in the AUD, Aussie dollar. But it's so worth every single penny. A little goes a long way. My skin has never looked or felt better when I'm using this sunscreen. And I don't think I could ever go to anything else, to be honest. I love it. I love it so much. I highly recommend everyone tries it, especially if you're struggling with like finding sunscreens that work for you. I have very acne prone sensitive skin. So sunscreens used to, like the typical thick sunscreens used to just clog my pores and I'd break out, and it just made my skin look bad. It would settle into all the creases and crevices and like just highlighted every single bump, every single pore. But this ultraviolet sunscreen is just amazing. The next thing that I've been loving product-wise is the Maddie Ziegler Morphe Eyeshadow Palette. I am a bit boring when it comes to makeup. I generally do the exact same thing every single day. And that works for me. That's fine. I love it. I love my browns. I love my neutrals. I love what I do to my face. That's why I do it every day. But since seeing lots of Pinterest and TikTok girls doing all of like this fun, colorful, yet still minimal makeup looks, I was obsessed with it and I just wanted to try it. I wanted to push myself out of my comfort zone. I wanted to do something new. So I bought this eyeshadow palette because there's neutrals and there's also a range of colors. And I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with the way that it looks. I love the colors. It's very buildable, so you can make it like very washed out, sort of watercolory looking on your eyes, or you can build it up to make it really bold and stand out a lot. And I just think the texture is really buttery. It's really easy to blend and there's just a massive range of colors. It's really like the only eyeshadow palette you need, in all honesty. I just love it. I really love it. And Morphe is so affordable. Like, it's such a cheap brand considering like the quality of their eyeshadows, at least. So recommend that one. Love it. The last thing in my products, I haven't really been trying anything new lately, so I don't have a heap of product loves at the moment. But I bought this eyelash serum from UK Lash. I've been wanting to try out a lash serum for ages because I love eyelashes. I think they're beautiful. I used to get eyelash extensions. I loved the way they looked, but once they came off or fell out, my eyelashes just looked really sparse and bare and patchy, and I didn't want to keep on doing that to my eyes, and I wanted to repair my eyelashes after what I had done to them. But I'd read so many scary stories about like other eyelash serums. They all, or majority of them, have like this ingredient in it that can change the color of your eyes. It can cause like lots of flakiness and redness. It can cause you to lose fat underneath your eyes, so it gives your eyes like that really hollow look. It just like didn't sound overly great, not something I really want to put on my eyeballs. But the serum by UK Lash is like one of the only serums that I saw that didn't have that ingredient, that also had good reviews, and it was also at like one of the cheapest price points. So I bought it, I tried it out. I was a bit skeptical because I was like, surely this only works if you have that scary ingredient. But no joke, my eyelashes have zhuzhumed. They have gotten so luscious and long. I think I have a TikTok about it if you want to like look at my results at Raina Crease on TikTok. But you can see my before and after there. That's only after 30 days and I'm still using it to like upkeep them. You know, it just nourishes and strengthens your eyelashes, and it's honestly been really incredible. There's really not that many ingredients in it at all. It has quite minimal ingredients and fairly natural from what I could see, just lots of like oils and vitamins and stuff. Anyway, you can buy it on uklash.com. It's a safe and secure website as far as I know. I had no issues with it. I highly recommend. So the next category, this is going to be such a short episode, but the next category within my favorites is food and drink. Because what is life without food and drink? Not only would we not be alive, but we just wouldn't be enjoying life. So I have four things that I'm absolutely obsessed with at the moment. The first one is a Starbucks coffee. And I know. Starbucks, it's not... like, it's fun for fun drinks, but it doesn't have the greatest rep in terms of coffee quality. However, there is one drink that I absolutely adore from there, and I will continue to get it every time I pass a Starbucks, and that is a iced latte on oat milk with, it was the blonde espresso. They're not doing that anymore. Now they're doing like a Colombian bean or whatever, and it has a similar like smooth taste, but it was the iced latte on oat milk with the blonde espresso with just one pump of the sugar-free vanilla. Usually they do about three pumps. I don't like super sweet drinks, so I only want like half to one pump of the sugar-free vanilla syrup. Oh my gosh, it is so good. It is so good. It's not too sweet. The coffee is nice. Oat milk, delicious. It's so good. I definitely recommend that. The next thing that I've been loving is Motive Matcha. Now, this is a brand that asked me to, like, sent me products for me to promote. I'm not promoting it on this because of that, because I'm not actually getting paid for it, so I wouldn't do that. But it's pretty much like a sparkling matcha drink. So it's like sparkling, flavored sparkling water that's infused with matcha. So it has all like the antioxidants and all the benefits of matcha in like a really nice, light, sparkly drink. It has four flavors. I think there's lychee, yuzu, ginger, and apple. And it is so good. It's genuinely so nice. It's so refreshing. And I'm just obsessed with matcha in the first place. So having like a cold matcha drink, light matcha drink, is just so yum. I love it. I don't know where you can buy it. But you can check out their Instagram. It's, oh gosh, I think it's just called Motive Matcha. I'll be posting a reel about it soon if you do want to check it out. But yeah, I love it. Third thing is Biscoff Protein Oatmeal. This is a breakfast that I've been having every single day. No joke. What I do is I get oats, some almond milk, some baking powder and some vanilla protein powder, and I blend it up, and then I pour that into a cup, and then on top of that I will put a tablespoon of Biscoff cookie butter. It can be the crunchy or the smooth one. I use the smooth one, but I do a tablespoon of the Biscoff cookie butter, and then I put it into the microwave at my work, because I don't own a microwave. Put it in the microwave. You can also do it in the oven if you want. Anyway, put it in the microwave for about 2 minutes, and it bakes into like this mug cake kind of vibe. Like, that's what it tastes like, is like a mug cake, because you've blended up the oats instead of them being just whole. You can do them whole if you want. I like them blended. And then when you dip your spoon in, it's like a Biscoff lava mud cake, because the Biscoff sinks down because of the weight of it, and then obviously the microwave melts it, and it just like oozes out. And you could do this with Nutella, you could do it with peanut butter, you could do it with like anything. I'm obsessed with cookie butter at the moment, so that's what I've been doing. And oh, it's so good. It has your protein from the protein powder, your carbohydrates. It's just so good. It keeps me full for so long. I just enjoy it so much. I feel so energized afterwards, and you need to try it. So yeah, that's all for my food and drink. And then my very last category. This is such a short episode. I'm sorry, but also like, do you really want to hear me talking for a million years about what I love? I don't know, maybe. Anyway, lifestyle. So lifestyle, by the way, category is pretty much just like anything else that doesn't fit into those categories. It can be clothes, it can be items, just all the things. So the first thing that I've been really loving at the moment is the whole baby tea trend. I just think it's so cute. I think it's flattering, and I think it's such an easy piece of clothing that is just so versatile that you can wear with pretty much anything and it just always looks cute no matter what. I bought a baby tee from Princess Polly. It was in their Delaney Childs collection. It's really cute. It's like white with red sleeves, and then it says Spread the Love, and it's very like vintage looking. It's just so cute. You can still buy it. It's a new collection, so it should still be up on Princess Polly, but I love it. I love it. I just think it's so cute. They're so comfy. Just love them. The next thing that I've been loving is Kmart activewear. Guys, do not sleep on Kmart. Kmart is, in Australia, it's like this massive store, kind of like Target, but it's just hella cheap and it pretty much has everything that you need. I bought some activewear from there because I had like the gym and ice skating, and I didn't have a lot of activewear that I really liked, and I couldn't really afford at the time to buy something that was more expensive. But these, like, pieces, their tights and their sports bras, are squat proof. They're comfortable. They feel very thick and good quality. They last me a long time, and they're like $10. I love them so much. And now pretty much the only activewear I buy is from Kmart. Not so much the sports bras in terms of like high support, like underwire sort of bras. I find that stuff isn't that great. It never really gives me any support. Just Kmart bras in general, specifically because I have massive chesticles. I just find that it doesn't really support me that much at all. But their crop tops and activewear, tights, all that jazz is really good. Next thing that I've been loving is the whole Danish pastel aesthetic. I don't know if you'd call it that, but pretty much when I was looking at like how I want to decorate my home in the future, I came across this thing called Danish pastel, and I didn't know that's what it was called, but it's very quirky furniture that is, it's like a home aesthetic. It's like very white and light and bright, quirky looking furniture with like lots of pastel colors, if that makes sense. Just search Danish pastel on Pinterest and you'll get it. But it has like really cool, like, it's like all the wavy mirrors and the cool like pastel pieces of furniture and wavy candles. It's just like really cool shapes, really cool colors. It's very cute. You can make your home like super extreme and colorful, or you can tone it down with a lot more like whites and neutral tones with like hints of cool pastel furniture here and there. I just think that it's so cute and so quirky and creative, and I love it, and that's how I want to decorate my home one day. So yeah, that is pretty much everything that I've been loving at the moment. I didn't realize this episode would be so short. I don't even know if it's going to be like, if it's even going to reach 10 to 15 minutes. I mean, probably 10. I don't know. But that was really quick. I thought I'd have a lot more to say, but I do not. Anyways, it's kind of a good thing. I have a lot to get done tonight, and I'm just grateful that I was able to find time to sit down and record this. And I'm going to be organizing that podcast episode with Holly soon, and I'm really excited about that, so keep your eye out for that one. But yeah, I hope you guys are all doing super well. I do hope that you have a beautiful week. I hope that if you are struggling with anything, that you're able to get help for it or figure out ways in order to help you through those situations. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at Raina Carice, or my podcast at That's So Candid Pod for all the podcast updates and opportunities to share stories, ask questions, suggest topic ideas, all the things. And yeah, I will see you next week. Sending you all my love, all my good vibes. I love you. I love you. All right, see ya.